for once, or at least for once now, after getting rid of our former president, we have a president who will see an action, have limited action, and take a response that the world should be proud of. And that is, he attacked an airfield. He made sure that the planes that would have used that airfield that did this damage could not do that again. And it's limited, it's direct, and it's, I think it shows the world we are back again, that America can lead instead of following.
It's hard to imagine how anybody could be critical of what happened, considering a number of things. First of all, it was a very precise surgical attack that the reports indicate that 59 missiles wiped out this airbase and completely demolished weapons systems there, and yet only killed about six people. And also that it was done in the interest of human rights and humanitarian treatment of civilians. So the president has done a number of things here with one move that also has got to be very helpful on the geopolitical picture with players like Russia and China and certainly North Korea. Would you agree?
I would agree. What I would agree is that the president is still seen by the world as a person who is willing to do these things. We just don't know the parameters related to how far the strike would go. I think we learned how balanced of an answer the United States gave, as you suggest, Dave. Now, I will say that I don't think this would be the right move to make against, let's say, a North Korea. And I know that the president has indicated that he is not going to sit back and wait for them to do something wrong. But I will tell you, this worked specifically and exactly as a result of action that someone else had taken, and we acted. We did not ask for people to support us, but the world will.
Is this the beginning of the end for President Assad?
You know, I think there's been this long, long lull where President Assad really got away with a lot of things. I remember in 2013, I was actually in Jordan on a foreign fighter mission where a congressional delegation that went to look at not only, quote, the red line, but what the opposition was. And what was interesting is the Chinese, the Russians, and the Iranians had all taken positions that the United States government could look at and say, we know what they're doing. I asked the same diplomats and the same people with the CIA, well, what would we be seen as doing? And they were silent. This is a direct action from the top to at least down the military and intelligence chain that says America has its act together. That is the signal that would come out of this. They are smart. They can do limited action, and they will make sure that they act based upon a reaction, not just unilaterally because they woke up some morning thinking they wanted to do something. So I see this as a very positive sign for intelligence and military people around the world to say, I think America's back. Ronald Reagan, too? Yeah, maybe. I think we're there.